Now, as Croatia and France head to the World Cup final on Sunday, we have the story behind a familiar soccer anthem. 7 Nation Army by the Detroit band The White Stripes is played over stadium speakers every time teams take the field, and fans chant along. It's also a perfect subject for our new series, American Anthem, where we explore songs that tap into the collective emotions that listeners and performers have around an issue or belief. As Rick Carr reports, 7 Nation Army was never intended as a sports anthem, yet that's what it's become.
It's all about the riff. It sounds like a bass guitar, but it's actually one of Jack White's electric 6 strings run through an effect pedal that tunes it down an octave. Then Meg White comes in on bass, drum, and tom, and the vocals kick in. I'm gonna fight them all. A 7 Nation Army couldn't hold me back. But the only thing that matters to sports fans is the riff.
If you hear it now at sporting events, they don't even sing the lyrics.
Alan Siegel is a Washington, D.C.-based journalist who tracked down the history of 7 Nation Army as a sports anthem for the website Deadspin.
It's just, oh, 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 and that's it. It's over and over and over, and it just gets hypnotic. It's simple, catchy, and aggressive, so it's perfect for a sports anthem.
In spite of all that, 7 Nation Army didn't catch on right away. It only made it to number 76 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart when it came out in early 2003, and it wasn't until 6 months later that it first became a soccer anthem. It started in Europe. Belgian fans traveled to Italy to watch their team Club Bruges take on one of the giants of European football, AC Milan.
Some supporter groups were having some drinks before the match, and 7 Nation Army was playing.
The Belgians started singing it during the game.
Then Bruges, which is not a traditional power, ended up upsetting Milan.
The Belgians adopted 7 Nation Army as their unofficial anthem and took it back home. They had the song to themselves for the next 3 years, until another Italian team, AS Roma, went to play Bruges. The Romans won, and their fans brought the song back to Italy in the run-up to the 2006 World Cup.
At that point, it sort of becomes the anthem of the Italian national team, and Italy wins the World Cup, so it just takes off there.
The song jumped from European soccer to American football, starting with fans of Penn State's Nittany Lions. Other universities picked it up. So did NFL fans. NBA and NHL teams blared the recording during games. Music publishers sold thousands of arrangements for marching bands. Now remember, 7 Nation Army didn't start out to be a sports anthem. It was fans who took it up, and they've adapted it. New York City FC fan Neil Gavoni was at Yankee Stadium for a recent match against Atlanta. He's a member of the club's supporters group, the Third Rail, which gathers in the bleachers behind one of the goals to sing and beat on drums through every home match. Gavoni says if a player's name has 5 syllables, he can get the 7 Nation Army treatment.
We'll do it with Maxi Morales, our number 10, El Fresquito, as he's known for some people. When Andrea Pirlo was here, that was also used for them. Just that cadence works with many different players.
But most players don't really pay attention to what the fans are singing. NYCFC defender Sebastian Ibiaga says he's too busy to listen when he's playing.
Half the time I don't really hear them. I can't say I've heard one yet that I've really picked up on. Sometimes I don't even know what they're saying because it's just so loud.
As for 7 Nation Army, NYCFC fan Neil Gavoni says the song's been around for so long that he and other fans are kind of getting sick of it, especially after all the exposure it's been getting at this summer's World Cup. Fan culture, he says, is a living thing.
It evolves. Like, there are some songs that we sang in the first season that aren't really sung as much anymore because we've come up with new ones gradually.
But there's something about that riff that keeps fans coming back to 7 Nation Army. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr. Don't wanna hear about it.